is the monthly report for Aid Northwest. Aid Northwest is Advocates for Immigrants in Detention Northwest. Aid Northwest supports immigrants in detention and when released from the Northwest ICE Processing Center in Tacoma through welcoming services focused on transitional support and connection to vital resources for resettlement.
Aid Northwest November Radio Report. Hi, my name is Kirk, and I am one of more than 200 volunteers with Aid Northwest. I volunteer at the Welcome Center, which is an RV and a couple of big tents situated outside the release gate of the Immigration Detention Center on the Tide Flats in Tacoma. In November, we greeted 98 immigrants who were released from detention and helped them reach their relatives all over the country. We provided overnight accommodation to 14 people at our hospitality house. We gave out 95 coats, 90 backpacks, and numerous pairs of gloves to the people released. Our volunteers provided 96 rides to the released detainees to the airport or to the airport bus. And for those inside the detention center, volunteers wrote 60 letters to detainees. And we provided $20 in phone funds to 103 immigrant detainees. All in all, Aid Northwest volunteers gave 795 hours during the month of November. This work is so rewarding. If you'd like to join us, please fill out a volunteer application on our website, aidnw.org. Now I have three reports from our volunteers last month. First from the Welcome Center. Greetings. One very tall, 6'7", engaging English-speaking guest from Brazil arrived at the Welcome Center shortly before 3 p.m. He had cash to buy his ticket to Boston, and Carla purchased the ticket shortly. Marcelo previously lived in Boston for 2 years as a student, and due to an expired student visa, he was picked up at the U.S. border crossing coming in from Canada after he returned from a visit to Brazil. Carla M.O., Carla M.C., Kim, and I spent time hearing his story and exchanging ideas about practical matters he would be dealing with in Boston, renewing a driver's license, etc. Carla M.O., our lead, walked us through the plug-in battery situation after talking to Mark C. ICE called at 4:15 p.m. and said we were done for the day, but that he was filling in and had no idea about planned releases the following day. We cleaned up and left at 4 o'clock before dark. Fun, sweet afternoon with a special guest and my fellow volunteers. And now another report from the Welcome Center. A pretty smooth night tonight. We didn't officially expect any releases, but unofficially I did, given recent updates. We had four lucky men released on their way to their new homes. They were from Uzbekistan, Nicaragua, Sri Lanka, and Senegal. The releases happened piecemeal between 3:30 and 5:15. P-Dan Steve was a great help, not only in taking two men to the airport, but in assisting with translations and in helping us figure out how to turn the lights on in the tents. We were leery of plugging unlabeled things into the lithium battery, but no pain, no gain, right? Additional supplies of cups and noodles, water, and hand warmers were delivered by Marsh. Morgan reported that one of our visitors was delighted with the soup. One of our guests was picked up by Dave from the host home, and one was delivered to the hospitality house by Gil and Nancy, who will pick him up today to take him to the airport. Kudos to Nancy for really hanging in with that guest who only spoke Wolof. While we had the form in Wolof that explained the ticketing procedures, we had a challenge communicating with him as far as learning where he was going, explaining how he'd get to the airport, etc. She did find a Wolof translator on her phone, which helped somewhat. Fortunately, one of our release guests was also able to assist. Michelle worked with her guest to get him on his way and made the point of writing a note to the flight attendants to let them know he only had about 30 minutes between connecting flights and that he spoke very little English. ICE called at 5:30, telling us there were no more releases for the day. And as I was asking about what to expect tomorrow, not realizing tomorrow is Veterans Day, he hung up. Tried calling back with no success, so I don't know how many releases they are expecting for Monday. And one more report from the Welcome Center. Hello, We had 11 releases, all of which came out at the same time, around 4 p.m. ICE called at 5 and said tomorrow they had 5 to 6 releases planned. Volunteers were me, Michael, Nancy, Gil, and Barbara. Before our releases came out, we worked on getting the heater in the front tent fixed. After watching a YouTube video, I attacked the fuel line with a Q-tip wrapped in an alcohol wipe, but then conferred with Mark, who recommended doing the same maneuver, but with a piece of pipe cleaner he had left on a yellow chain on the heater just for that purpose. It worked. If you run into that issue, I recommend watching the video, then using the pipe cleaner, really getting it down in there as far as it goes. Then all of our people came out, 5 from India, 2 from Brazil, and others from Colombia, Burma, Ghana, and Angola. For an extra challenge, one had an orange card and another a red card. At first, all 5 Indian men said they wanted to go to the Sikh temple. However, just before they got ready to go, 2 turned out to be heading to Atlanta. We called a taxi for the 3 men going to the temple. One man's family sent money via Zelle, but the money never came through. Thankfully, Sharon was able to confirm when the money arrived, and we could book the flight for him. One of the Brazilians was trying to get to Kirkland to meet a friend, but after I explained that it would be 3 buses and a 2.5-hour drive to get there, he finally convinced his friend to pick him up at SeaTac. Everyone had tickets in hand by 6 p.m. Peter and Steve and Barbara ferried the final 6 men to the bus, and Nancy took one man to the house who has a ticket for tomorrow, and she will take him to the bus in the morning. And you are welcome to join us at our next community meeting, which will be on January 18th from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. on Zoom. Our guest speaker will be Rebecca Merton of Freedom for Immigrants. Ms. Merton is Freedom for Immigrants Director of Visitation and Independent Monitoring and will be telling us about the organization's services. If you would like to join us, send an email to officevolunteer@aidnw.org and a Zoom link will be sent to you.
Thank you, Kirk, for those great stories. This month's interview is in Spanish. Aid Northwest has a hospitality house for people who are released and need time to make their travel arrangements. Franklin is the host coordinator, and Natalie is the office assistant.
Hello, I'm Natalie, and I'm the office assistant here at the house. And this is Franklin. He's the host coordinator here at the house.
Okay.
La primera pregunta es, ¿qué servicios brindan aquí en la casa?
Perdón, no, vamos a pasar.
¿Qué servicios brindan aquí en la casa?
Servicios. Okay, bueno, yo como coordinador pues, me encargo de que apoyarlos en el asunto de que ellos duerman, coman, tengan su alimento, apoyarlos en lo que es la parte de la dormida también, que ellos tengan todas sus comodidades pues, en las habitaciones para que ellos puedan descansar, puedan experimentar por primera vez un cambio de dormir a la detención a dormir en una casa aquí.
Claro.
Entonces, pues, ese apoyo y pues también hay personas que no traen por lo menos zapato, una camisa, un pantalón, un gorro para el frío o algo. Entonces, con todo ese servicio, pues, estoy para servir y apoyarles con eso, pues, porque ese es mi trabajo. Pienso que trato de hacer lo mejor que se pueda, ¿verdad? Para que ellos estén contentos y hagan, se vayan contentos de que en este lugar se les apoya de una manera muy especial. Como seres humanos que somos, pues, y emigrantes también.
Claro. Muy bien. ¿Cuántas personas recibas cada semana?
Bueno, eso varía mucho. Recuerda que una semana vienen a veces 4 por noche, 3 por noche, a veces 2, a veces son 8 hasta 10 personas juntas en el mismo lugar. Son muchas las que salen. Como a veces pasan por semana una persona, a veces días no vienen, días sí pasan, días no pasan, 2 días no pasan y así. Pero siempre hay gente en la casa. Siempre, siempre, porque recuerda que hay mucha gente que pues se atrasan con la compra de los boletos. Ellos se atrasan, porque tienen que tener una conexión con sus familiares. Entonces hasta que logran acomodarse con sus familiares, poder comprar un boleto, poder que le compren el boleto a sus parientes, les manden dinero y puedan ya ellos viajar hacia el destino que ellos van.
Claro. ¿Por qué son importantes estos servicios?
Uy, imagínate, esa es la pregunta más importante. Sí, bueno, yo en mi caso, para mí, es pero 100% importante este lugar. ¿Sabes? Hay personas que no tienen familia, no tienen dónde vivir, dónde dormir, no tienen cómo ganar, ir a obtener dinero de una... O sea, ellos están perdidos totalmente cuando vienen a este lugar. Y cuando ellos ven que aquí se les apoya con todo, ellos sienten que hay un Dios que sí les... que sí tiene ángeles para apoyarlos a ellos. Porque me lo han dicho. ¿Qué hubiera pasado si ustedes no hubieran existido, no estuvieran en este lugar? ¿Cómo hubiera hecho yo para pagar un hotel si no tengo comida, no tengo dinero, no tengo nada? Digo, esto es gratuito, es gratis todo, pues. Y es muy importante porque, pues, la gente que sale de detención, en vez de pagar un hotel, aquí que se queda con, de gratis, pues, tiene su comidita, descansa, duerme, pasa 2, 3 días, hasta una semana, y ya ellos logran viajar sin ningún problema. Y pues a ellos se les hace más fácil y pues salen dándole gracias a Dios y a toda la organización y a las personas que les apoyan. Les dice, pues estoy muy agradecido con todos porque el apoyo que me han dado es muy grande. Y apoyarles con eso, pues, porque ese es mi trabajo. Pienso que trato de hacer lo mejor que se pueda para que ellos estén contentos y hagan, se vayan contentos de que en este lugar se les apoya de una manera muy especial, como seres humanos que somos, pues, y emigrantes también.
Claro. Muy bien. ¿Cuántas personas recibes cada semana?
Bueno, eso varía mucho. Recuerda que una semana vienen a veces 4 por noche, 3 por noche, a veces 2, a veces son 8 hasta 10 personas juntos en el mismo lugar. Son muchas las que salen. Ah, como a veces pasan por semana una persona, a veces días no vienen, días sí pasan, días no pasan, 2 días no pasan y así. Pero siempre hay gente en la casa, siempre, siempre. Porque recuerda que hay mucha gente que pues se atrasan con la compra de los boletos. Ellos se atrasan, bueno, porque tienen que tener una conexión con sus familiares. Entonces hasta que logran acomodarse con sus familiares, poder comprar un boleto, poder que le compren el boleto a sus parientes, les manden dinero y puedan ir a ellos viajar hacia el destino que ellos van.
Claro. ¿Por qué son importantes estos servicios?
Uy, imagínate, esa es la pregunta más importante. Sí, bueno, yo en mi caso, para mí es pero 100% importante este lugar. ¿Sabes? Hay personas que no tienen familia, no tienen dónde vivir, dónde dormir, no tienen cómo ganar, ir a obtener dinero de una... O sea, ellos están perdidos totalmente cuando vienen a este lugar. Y cuando ellos ven que aquí se les apoya con todo, ellos sienten que hay un Dios que sí les... que sí tiene ángeles para apoyarlos a ellos, porque me lo han dicho. ¿Qué hubiera pasado si ustedes no hubieran existido, no estuvieran en este lugar? ¿Cómo hubiera hecho yo para pagar un hotel si no tengo comida, no tengo dinero, no tengo nada? Digo, esto es gratis todo, pues. Y es muy importante porque, pues, la gente que sale de detención, en vez de pagar un hotel, aquí que se queda con, de gratis, pues. Tiene su comidita, descansa, duerme, pasa 2, 3 días, hasta una semana, y ya ellos logran viajar sin ningún problema. Y pues a ellos se les hace más fácil y pues salen dándole gracias a Dios y a toda la organización y a las personas que les apoyan. Les dice, pues estoy muy agradecido con todos porque el apoyo que me han dado es muy grande.
You can register now for our next community meeting. Email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Again, that is officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest is financed 100% through donations from individuals and private organizations. Aid Northwest relies on the over 200 volunteers, a small paid staff, and is only possible because of the many generous donors. Please visit our website for donation information. Financial donations, as well as donations of food, clothing, and backpacks, are gratefully accepted. There are many volunteer opportunities, from assisting at the Welcome Center, supporting immigrants while in detention, to serving on a committee. You can learn more at the website aidnorthwest.org. That is aidnw.org. You can email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest, supporting immigrants with dignity while in detention and upon release. Thank you.